If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
A neurologist testified that the man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a 2016 hit-and-run ski accident only suffered a mild concussion and had pre-existing conditions, RadarOnline.com has learned. Paltrow and Terry Sanderson have both testified in the said-she-said civil case. Paltrow was adamant that she did not ski into Sanderson and accused the retired optometrist of causing the collision that left him with permanent brain damage. Sanderson's adult daughters also testified under oath and claimed that their father experienced personality changes after the 2016 incident, which made his own granddaughter afraid of him. On Wednesday, neurologist Dr. Robert Hoche took the stand in the case. Dr. Hoche used brain scans taken of Sanderson prior to the crash to support his analysis. The neurologist continued on Sanderson's pre-existing conditions as the reason for his delayed recovery from the accident. If he had a concussion, it was very mild, Dr. Hoche said. While he claimed that the retired doctor would have been more than 99% recovered if he did not have a history of anxiety and depression. The neurologist added that Sanderson also could have suffered behavioral changes and additional injuries even if he didn't collide with Paltrow in 2016 at Utah's elite Deer Valley Ski Resort due to his medical history. Dr. Hoche's examination of Sanderson's injuries was backed up by fellow physicians specializing in brain function and disorders. Dr. Angela Eastfold, a neuropsychologist, was called to the stand to testify on Sanderson's behavioral changes, which he claimed were induced by a brain injury from the ski crash. Dr. Eastfold claimed that Sanderson told his doctors that he drank excessively after the accident, having somewhere between 5 to 6 alcoholic beverages at least 2 to 3 times a week. The neuropsychologist explained that if Sanderson suffered a significant concussion, he would have had reduced tolerance to alcohol. Dr. Eastfold claimed that if Sanderson had a significant concussion, certain things like dizziness or attention deficits would have been present in tests he took after the collision, however, none were noted on his results. Sanderson has demanded $300,000 from Paltrow for his medical bills and suffering. The Oscar winner countersued for $1.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.